The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
So we were in the end of the last hour, gotten into the primary elections that are coming up here and who can win and who can lose. And Johnson, you brought in a question from Tom Woods, which I think is really good.
Yeah.
So now, before we get into it, I got to say Bernie Sanders is my favorite on the Democratic side. Not because of his stance, which is highly socialist, but because he seems just like a much more authentic person. He, like, you can believe him more than you can sort of most of the people that have been running for office, frankly, throughout the years. I think that much of the reason there's excitement behind Bernie Sanders right now is just because people trust him because he's been relatively consistent in his votes for what he believes in. So what's the question, Johnson?
I guess. I don't know. I don't, you know, these people, the politicians are all liars. And, you know, I don't care whether or not you trust them. You know, people thought that they could trust Obama, too. And he turned out to be a gigantic liar. So, yeah. But,
Obama didn't have the voting record behind him that Sanders does.
Okay. Well, crazy is as crazy does. And, Tom Woods brings up a great question to people who support this lunatic, you know, and I'll quote. My question to Bernie Sanders supporters, when someone in Bangladesh observes your lifestyle, it seems as incredible to them as that of the 1% seems to you.
And the 1%, and by the way, it's not even the 1%, it's the 0.01%.
Yeah. Right, right.
But the 0.01%'s lifestyle does seem incredible to me. I would love to be able to jump on a jet and you know, go any old place I wanted to for a couple of days or whatever and have a big boat and these kind of things. These people have some amazing lifestyles compared to me, who's, you know, I get good food, and I don't have to worry about too much. I've got a shower, I've got a roof over my head, I've got the basics of life, and I'm delighted about that. But I get that there's a difference between sort of my lifestyle and that from somebody from, say, Bangladesh.
Mark, the people that you're talking about, the, you know, like the uber rich, those are the type of people that would wind up being on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Something Wishes and Caviar Dreams. What was it? Cocaine Wishes and Caviar Dreams?
Think it's cocaine.
Champagne.
Yeah, champagne, cocaine, close enough.
Well, so to reiterate here, he says, when someone in Bangladesh observes your lifestyle, it seems as incredible to them as that of the 1% seems to you. Why are they not entitled to help themselves to your things, the way that you consider yourself morally entitled to help yourself to the goods of the American rich? In your answer, avoid moral irrelevancies like national borders. I mean, can we tolerate inequality just because it's cross-border? And extra credit, take a picture of yourself divesting yourself of most of your goods in the name of global equality.
I think that that's a pretty strong argument. The national borders are completely arbitrary. Now, obviously, Sanders would be running for the U.S. presidency, not for the world presidency, but they are completely arbitrary, so why not just take the wealth of the United States and pass it out to all these other countries?
And you know what? I think a lunatic like Sanders would absolutely love to do something like that.
We'll see. Let's go to...
I don't know. He wants to build a wall.
Sure, but he'll build a wall to keep everyone in while sending all the money out of the country so that we're a third world country like every, you know, other... like.
He wants to build a wall?
I know he doesn't want immigrants. Like, he's totally anti-immigrant.
Well, he doesn't like the idea of anything moving across borders, let alone labor, probably. Let's go to Andy calling in from Texas. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All's well.
Hey, well, you know, as far as these presidential candidates go, you already know it's Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. You already know it. They're establishment candidates. It doesn't matter what they do now. It doesn't matter what they do in the near future. They got plenty of time to...
Wasn't it supposed to be Clinton in 08, too?
Yeah, well, Obama came in, and he happened to be, they both went to the Bilderberg group, so it was...
They drank the blood of the sacrifice at the Bohemian Grove.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, they sacrificed that child at the base of that wooden clown or whatever it was.
They worshipped their... sacrificed their souls in front of the Al Moloch, the statue.
Exactly. See, now you see what I'm saying here. Establishment candidates in there.
Well, I'll agree with you that it's hard to beat establishment candidates. However, that's just because people say it's hard to beat establishment candidates. It's just like people tend to vote for the person that they think that can win. So people will not vote for, you know, Sanders because they say, well, he can't win, so I'll just put my vote behind Hillary Clinton. They don't understand math.
Well, Sanders is actually leading in New Hampshire, Iowa, and South Carolina right now.
And that's fantastic. Ron Paul was leading in a lot of different areas, too, but they pushed him under the table.
Where was he leading? He won polls.
He won Iowa, but they said that Dinkle, who's running for president, he won it, too. So, I mean...
There were two the conflicting reports on that, mm-hmm. The mainstream report was that he lost.
Right. Iowa is a caucus state, not a primary. So what happened in Iowa was, yes, Ron Paul should have won the Iowa caucus,
yes,
but the candidate that was second and the candidate that was third wound up making a deal to where basically the delegates for candidate number three went to candidate number two. That pushed candidate number two into first spot in front of Ron Paul.
It's something that otherwise would have never happened if they weren't trying to marginalize.
The establishment media, they pick who they want to progress, and it's usually the person who gets the
most
money.
Wait a second, is it the media or is it the Bilderberg group? I'm not sure which is it.
It's the media, which is bought and paid for by the globalists.
I think the Bilderberg group runs the media because they're at the Bilderberg group.
All of the media, they're paid for by these corporate globalists.
So here's what I don't understand, Andy. I do not believe this theory that you're purporting, and here's the reason. I have never been offered one penny to change my opinion. No one has ever approached me and said, you know, Mark, you look like the wishy-washiest, money-grubbinest of the hosts on Free Talk Live. I tell you what, for 10 grand a year, 10 grand a year. So imagine what you could buy with 10 grand a year, Mark. For 10 grand a year, you, every once in a while, you pop in with a few things that we email you, and everything's cool. No one has ever said anything like that to me. And okay. If the media was this controlled, if the Bilderberg group was so, thoroughly in charge of things, why wouldn't they just rub out somebody like Alex Jones? I mean, how expensive is it to send out a hitman? I hear on the news,
it's like
$10,000 or $20,000.
If you kill Alex Jones, then that just proves that the Bilderbergs exist.
It doesn't do anything like that.
Now the man's talking back in the background there.
Andy. They killed that one reporter guy supposedly in Los Angeles. Wait a second, the guy that was in the automobile accident.
The Rolling Stone guy. Yeah.
Whatever his name is, they can just make it look like an accident. I mean, or surely they have. Surely these incredibly wealthy people have some little drug they can slip into a drink that causes somebody to have an aneurysm. No one's going to call Alex Jones's aneurysm anything but natural causes.
I'm surprised he's not had an aneurysm on the air from screaming and yelling so much about having all the government documents.
He went to a bar down from his house where he normally goes to have a drink, and the guy died on the way home after having a couple glasses of wine. And he was perfectly healthy, and it was right after he spoke at the RNC. So, they can do anything. You're absolutely right. And you know, in some respects, I think Alex Jones might be some sort of operative. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Because they let him live. He talks a bunch of stuff that,
How come
you
I live?
Same thing. How come are you still alive?
Oh, geez.
Andy, are you seriously coming? You think that the Bilderberg Group is letting you come on my show? And by the way, you came on without anybody ahead of you and call me a gatekeeper for the Bilderberg Group? And
oh,
then...
hell no. I didn't call you that at all.
Okay.
Not at all, dude.
Okay. I thought that's what you were saying.
Hell no.
I just don't think the media is that controlled.
I've called you several times now. I'll tell you straight up. I think you guys are awesome. I like the topics you bring up. This is a fantastic show, and I like to get involved in it. And it's called Free Talk Live, so I Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live,
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about the primary election, Trump, and all these things that are going down right now, and people do want to talk about that stuff.
Monica Lewinsky?
I can tell you something that's far more relevant to you. I don't know what that has to do. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Very clever. Far more relevant to your life is saveatpurse.com. Because at saveatpurse.com, you can get just about everything you need to live your life at a 25% discount. I'm going to call it 15 to 30% discount. But the trick is you have to use Bitcoin. Now, what it is it works through Amazon, and you know Amazon has just about everything you need to live. And you take a discount by making sort of offers and deals with people around the world who have an Amazon credit.
I buy all my air from Amazon.
Well, at this point, air is still free. Saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com. Go get signed up there. Get yourself some Bitcoin. You can get Bitcoin. I'll tell you how to get some Bitcoin at a better price here shortly, but they do have it at saveatpurse.com. Let's go to Mark calling in from Cincinnati. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. I was just thinking about, like, Trump and how much I've seen him in the media and how absurd it is and how much his ascendancy really, to my mind, speaks to the absolute worst that conservatism is. You know, xenophobic, warmongering, anti-intellectual, invertebrates. Hateful. I mean,
tell us what you really think.
He nabbed that glorious David Duke endorsement, which everybody wants.
Right. So, I gotta say, if you're going for the same candidate that David Duke endorses, that's rough.
Yeah, I mean, it's brutal. But I mean, that's honestly, you want to strip conservatism down to its bare elements. I mean, that's kind of what it is nowadays. I mean, we're well past the William F. Buckley types.
I don't
know. The American Conservative Magazine is not the standard for conservatism anymore. It just isn't, you know.
No, it's American Conservative Magazine is a libertarian magazine. But, you know, what I think conservative means, we just talked about it on the air the other night here, is it means different things to different people. And I think to some, ultimately what it means, here's what my definition of conservatism is. I have years of sort of looking at it and studying it, is it's just fear of change. Ultimately, it's fear of things being different than they are, and maybe you will hearken back to some time when they were better. It seems like both the Democrats and the Republicans look at the 50s and say, things were better in the 50s, probably because they watched Happy Days when they were younger. And,
Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, Leave It to Beaver was nice, too. My Three Sons. Yeah. Those are good shows.
Andy Griffith Show.
So I kind of think that the conservatives, yes, there's certainly the social conservatives. They get wrapped up in lots of issues. They're losers, and they don't make Republicans look very good. But ultimately, there's people that vote Republican that, you know, just want to lower taxes, too.
Well, I think that's just it, and I think that when you talk about the sort of, like, myth of Republicans wanting lower, you know, smaller government, of course, that's an absurdity, and we all know that it is. But, you know, I saw your post on Facebook tonight, and that was actually why I called in, because the post mentioned that whomever it was had said that Trump's not going to get the nomination. There's no way he's getting the nomination. I mean, if you spent $100 million-plus on Bush, I mean, it's pretty obvious that the establishment has already chosen their candidate, which is the presumptive candidate's Bush. Man, I can't imagine that the establishment would in any sense allow Trump to be the nominee. Do you? I mean, I
tend to think that that would be difficult for him to get through the Republican primary, but I also hear people that say things like, well, Perot certainly wasn't picked by the establishment. He did significantly better, and Trump has done a far better job of sort of articulating his position and, you know, self-promoting himself that he might be a player. I don't know the answer as to whether or not Trump could win in a general. It seems unlikely he could win in a primary, but the race isn't over at that point either.
One thing that's interesting is right now there are 18 major candidates for the Republican primary thing.
That's a ridiculous number.
And then there's a bunch of other ones that the media is not even talking about that have, you know, like created committees and are probably just going to be on, you know, like one or two ballots. But by the time you get, you know, through, say, 15 of the primaries, people are going to be dropping off. You're not going to have more than maybe 10 or 11 people on some of the primaries. Like, the first 15 primaries are going to have at least 18 candidates. And we know that because the deadline for filing for these primaries is before the very first primary happens. So somebody could say, like, I'm not running anymore after New Hampshire, but they're still going to be on, like, the next 14 primary ballots. So people are going to start dropping out. The field's going to winnow away a little bit. And then you're going to see the people that, you know, right now aren't necessarily leaning towards Trump or Carson or Fiorina. You'll see where they start throwing their support after their, you know, number one candidate drops out of the race.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct in that assessment. You know, I mean,
Mark, do you think you'll vote? Will you vote in the Democratic or the Republican primary?
I'm never voting. I'm an anarchist.
Yeah, well, hold on. These are not self-exclusive titles.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be too abrupt, but
one can believe that the government is an illegitimate ruler and still understand that there's going to be a president in 2016 and take
vote in self-defense.
Vote in self-defense, right?
Sure, but I also think voting's an immoral stance. I think it's an immoral action because I'm legitimizing a system that I think is just inherently immoral. So
if you go out and target practice with a gun, you don't legitimize murder.
I know.
Yeah, but
this argument has always been crazy.
Not necessarily a person if I'm shooting target practice. If I'm voting,
let me ask you a question.
I'm legitimizing a system that I find to be abhorrent because it's legitimizing coercion.
I want
to
ask you.
I don't think it's legitimizing it at all. Have you ever been disappointed, thoroughly disappointed, and burned out by an election?
No, I have low expectations.
All right, I've got a better question. I want to ask you, if six big burly guys come and they tell you, we're going to hold you down and rape you, boy, and they've voted with their six, but you say, no, don't. Have you legitimized the rape?
And, first of all, I should say that I think that's more or less an absurd situation that you're...
It's a moral equivalency test.
Okay, you're okay. Expressing well, you know your I'll... opinion. They outnumber you.
Dude, I'll bite. All right, fine.
Yes. I said this on a previous show, so I've actually... This is like a real-life example.
Meaningless at that point, because they're not listening to my protest, okay? So just me stating that
agreed.
I don't want to get raped by six burly dudes, as you put it, does not
your
change the situation.
Is statistically
not
insignificant.
What if you find out, though, that three of them have a conscience? I mean, come on.
Okay. Daryl's asking me to hold you over.
I want to hold you over.
I want the answer to this question when we come back.
855-450-3733. Let's beat up on the guy who calls himself an anarchist. 855-450-FREE.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men, tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes off.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to guns80.com now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. Apparently, we've we've drug up somebody who believes voting is immoral, and you guys want to ask him some questions.
So. Yeah.
I do want to ask some questions.
I gotta say, I like this game as much as anybody. So we'll and he's being a good sport. That's Mark from.
I guess I should have apologized to people and said trigger warning before I asked my question.
I told everybody I was going to tell you how to get some Bitcoin. The best way to do it is go through ExpressCoin.com. They've got the lowest rates. All you need to do is send them a check or a money order. They're fast, safe, easy, inexpensive. You can get Bitcoins, Litecoin, Dogecoin, Dashcoin, a variety of other cryptocurrencies over there at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, that's cool. You just use coupon code FTL. You can get up to $40 worth of whatever cryptocurrency you want for no fee at all if you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. Back to Mark in Cincinnati. So Mark's set off two trigger warnings here at Free Talk Live. He's both called himself an anarchist, which always gets me whipped up, and then he's said that he believes that voting perpetuates the system. Is that correct, Mark?
Well, I think it legitimizes the system. To vote is to say that you gave your implicit consent that the system is legitimate. And I should also state that the situation you gave me is not necessarily morally coordinate with voting, because the situation you gave me was that if I'm going to be raped again by, like,
trigger warning,
described it, eight burly dudes,
Sure. Now it's up to 8, but okay.
He initially said 6, but you found 2 more.
These odds are going to the odds that'll be in your favor.
Well, football season is, you know, like kicking off this weekend. The Bengals are in town, so it's very likely that there's basically 8 burly dudes in Cincinnati like, that would be willing to rape Mark.
I give them the option that they have insisted they want to rape me. It's not like me saying, okay, like my protests don't necessarily mean that they can't violate me in another way.
Clearly, and you shouldn't have been dressed like that.
No, but the two-party system that we're talking about, the option, the difference between the two is, like, infinitesimal. So if I only have the option of either being raped or being forced to do other things in this horrendous sexual situation that you have put me in, like, I mean, I don't even understand what that argument, I don't understand how the two are coordinated, I guess.
Okay, Mark, I will give you a real life example that could be a real possibility there in Cincinnati. Let's say that there's an election coming up in another month and a half, as there is here in New Hampshire. And there's a ballot question that says, do you want your taxes to go up by 1%? Would you be willing to vote no on raising taxes? Because that would be an actual vote in self-defense. Or would you believe that voting no legitimizes them asking you the question?
Because I don't believe in a system that I don't believe. I don't want to support a system that I believe is illegitimate.
What do you mean support?
Well, here. You can take you can take a position of complete utilitarianism in life, and that's fine. That's fine for other people. That's not fine with me. I take a position of being for me.
I take a moral position too.
So let me.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to say that you're immoral for voting necessarily. I'm saying that it's not a right for me.
Well, you can whatever's right for you. If you find voting yucky, that's fine. But when you claim that it perpetuates the system, I have a rebuttal to that, and I think it's very important.
Okay, please.
When you look at the vast majority of elections that have occurred in the United States and around the world, some countries are accepted, but let's just use the United States. It's a little easier. When you look at the vast majority of elections in the United States, fewer than 50% of the population has voted. So therefore, the non-voter people have won the vast majority of the elections. However, in that time frame, the government has gotten bigger and more intrusive. I can look at the results of this and say that not voting then must mean that the government gets bigger and more intrusive. And now, I don't actually believe that because I think that's a ludicrous stance, but I think it is no difference than your stance that I perpetuate.
But do you also at the same time think that if everybody decided they were going to vote, and in the very narrow paradigm that they're allowed to make a decision, that things would change for the better? Do you think that we have a freer society if everybody voted for Bush or Clinton in the next election?
I don't think that. I think that the average person shouldn't be allowed
necessarily
to vote.
Isn't that the argument that you're making?
The problem is that stupid people vote.
Mark, let me speak. Good God. Okay, so, onto this moral equivalency of, comparing rape to voting, and especially in regards to taxes, right? I know these things aren't really morally equivalent here because it's, one is much more horrific than the other. However, in both situations, something's being taken from you. Now, you're saying that voting is legitimizing the system. I think, I'm just making the argument here, I don't think that that's any more true than telling rapists, don't rape me. Because that's what voting essentially is. You're saying, I don't want this, I don't want this to happen. Now, legitimizing the system is paying taxes. That's legitimizing the system. In the same way that if you were in a rape situation, pulling down your pants to allow them easier access would be, basically what paying taxes is. It's bending over and allowing easier access to the system to take advantage of you. I mean, that's the moral equivalency of these two different, this crazy analogy that I've given here.
What I'm not understanding, though, is that it's if I don't pay taxes, I go to prison. Like,
right.
Right.
Okay.
Congratulations on taking the low road, sir. Yeah. You're like, I'm not going to be involved in your system when it's easy.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm not claiming to be Gandhi necessarily, but I am saying that there are certain things that I can do that See, and that's the thing,
not
too.
Not voting
is that, like,
isn't a solution.
Okay, so then basically,
no,
here's
what
you're doing.
Here, we're, that I have to take the nth degree position, that I have to completely delegitimize myself from taking part in anything that happens in society, when the fact of the matter is, as I think you guys both know, and I think most of your colleagues probably know, that they monopolize the system. What, am I not going to drive on a public road because I'm opposed to the fact that it's funded through coercion? That's an absurdity.
The way
that's
I view what you're
absurdity.
Doing.
So if I don't vote, that's one thing. If I don't pay taxes, I spent my life in prison. And honestly, I don't really think that it's my responsibility to live my life like an act of protest.
Sure.
But there are certain
I agree
things,
with,
yes,
I agree
I'm not
with you
gonna
on
do,
this, Mark.
That are easy to do, and that's fair.
I agree with you on that, but I would claim to you that not voting isn't an act of anything.
Right.
It is a mathematically insignificant act, just like voting.
Essentially, the moral
like
comparison.
Voting is, you're right. No, it is. It is. But I mean,
so the moral comparison
you guys are asking of me then.
But the moral comparison. Let me wrap this up. The fact is that there is you can't be have something to be significant and insignificant at the same time. Go ahead, Johnson.
So I mean, the way I view what you're doing here is essentially you're doing exactly what I said is in this situation, like with the taxes and whatnot. Essentially, you're being raped, allowing it to happen, and what you've chosen to do is not say anything about it. That's all that this is in terms
really?
Of the analogy.
Because the only
yeah,
option that
really.
I have on being raped is to not get raped, but maybe not taking in the ass, but taking in the mouth, because essentially that's what voting is. It's like saying, hey, I'm not going to vote for a stud candidate. Who's
no, because you can always say no. You can always say, you can write in, you can have, there are other options. You don't have to, it's, and it's not legitimizing the system to say, no, I don't want this. I've gone and voted, I wrote in Dr. Mary Ruart a couple of times because none of the candidates were good options. You don't always have to say, like, they can say to you, we're going to rape you, boy, and it's going to be this way or that way. You can say no. Like, you
but
don't have to go,
is
oh, let
I
me agree with the options you're presenting.
But see, I think the fact of the matter is that I don't think societal change is kind of those with a high time preference. In other words, if you actually want to see society change, the electoral process is the absolute worst way for that to happen. Because
I think on a national level, but if you move for the Free State Project, you'll find that you have the opportunity to vote for people that call themselves voluntarists, libertarians, and even some people that use the term anarchist. Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm listening.
I'm just saying that, if you're in Cincinnati, I don't think you're ever going to get a good choice.
Yeah, and I should also state for the record that I don't necessarily feel that people should subtract themselves from the political process altogether. I mean, but that's what I've chosen to do. But I mean, I don't think that, you know, it's not the best option for me. I don't think it's the
best. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you support the ideas of liberty, well, I'm going to tell you, there's only one radio program out there that believes wholly in the ideas of liberty and is on more than 150 radio stations across the country. If you want us to spread those ideas farther and wider than we currently do, the best way to do that is to get involved in the AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up for the AMP program. It costs you $5 a month. There's some perks, including the very exciting Amplifier group on Facebook, which is very busy. And I think next week I'm supposed to be posting some pictures of me riding a couple of my pigs in that group. So I'm trying to get people who are already Amplifiers to just be part of the group because I want it to be a little bigger. But if you happen to sign up for the Amplifier program by then, you will be able to.
And this may be the only way to get that kind of content, right? Because now Ian's talking about, or I don't know if he already went ahead with, retiring the forum.
The BBS.
Oh, no.
At bbs.freetalklive.com. I believe it's in stasis. You can look at it, but it doesn't. You can't post.
Okay, so he has already gone ahead and locked it down then.
I think
yes. That happened like 2 hours after he asked the question of should I retire.
It was as if a million Alex Libmans cried out in horror.
Poor
and
Alex.
Then was suddenly silenced.
Let's go to the phones. Got Nathan on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
So does that mean that no one's going to post the new Free Talk Live bumpers to the BBS for me to look up now?
That's true.
Oh, that's very sad.
If you like the bumpers.
I've listened to about 10 Rebel Inc. songs and still haven't found it, but I'll keep trying. So there was this movie that I heard about called No Escape. Have any of you seen it?
Never heard of it.
Not the new one, but I've seen the old one with Ray Liotta.
Okay, so a quick summary. It's an action film. It was released a few weeks ago. It's about this American engineer who goes to an unnamed Asian country when a revolution happens. And so then action antics ensue as he has to escape this country and escape with his family. I was more interested. Okay. Indeed. So what I was interested, though, in is the review that I watched on YouTube by some liberal people. They're pretty leftist. And I noticed something interesting about the way they talked about it. One of them said, well, I like this movie, but since it's racist, I'm cutting my score in half. And the other guy, the one who actually writes for newspapers and seems to be like a knowledgeable film critic kind of guy, he actually said, this is a good action movie in terms of its technical, the technical aspects of it, like the camera work and the scenes that keeps the movie moving along. You know, he's throwing his daughter over the roof to save her and this and that. And it keeps good pacing, but it's evil. So I'm giving this 3 out of 10. And so I wanted to get your guys' reaction to this. Do you think A, that a movie is inherently racist if the main character is white and everyone else is Asian, and B, why or why not?
What's the question?
Is a movie racist?
And is that bad?
Yeah, if the protagonist in the movie is white when it's a movie based around Asian culture starring everyone else is Asian.
I mean, to put this in perspective, the Asian characters who are trying to kill them have no lines. That you could replace them with monsters or zombies, and the movie would still be the same.
I don't think that's racist any more than, I mean, frankly, they use zombies and monsters and robots and aliens as stand-ins for people all the time. It's just trying to show the other. So in this case, if they're showing the other as being, some guy who somehow got himself whipped up into the some kind of Asian underground mobster thing or whatever, as long as somebody can make a movie about an Asian, Jackie Chan coming here and getting involved with the Italian mafia and being chased around by white guys, I don't find that to be racist either.
I think that all market research is racist because you're trying to, you're trying to cater to a profit motive, which means that you're going to cater to a majority. So clearly you're never going to be catering to minorities, therefore you're a racist. And everything based on market research is racist. And therefore inherently evil, and so we can't support anything popular because I supported everything that was not popular before it was cool to do stuff.
Hold on,
hipster.
Defense Exhibit A, Friday. Defense Exhibit B, Straight Outta Compton. I rest my case.
What are you talking about?
Friday and Straight Outta Compton were not marketed and aimed at the majority. They were marketed to a minority, so therefore your
So what you're saying is that those movies were not written based on market research then, right?
You said every movie is
No, I said everything based on market research.
No. I didn't
Not
fully
everything
pay attention.
Is done for market research. Some things are done for creative integrity.
If you argue with Daryl, it's like you always lose.
You always lose. Well, Daryl, before I follow up, what do you think, Daryl? Is it racist?
And I don't know. I've not even heard of the movie until you called.
Well,
so,
here's the proposition, though. A white guy goes to an Asian country. He's fighting bad guys who are Asians, and they don't get much for lines and that sort of thing. So good guy, white guy, bad guy, Asians. Is that racist?
I would have to know more about the plot to know, like, are the Asian people being denigrated because they're Asian? Let me ask this question. If the main character was black, would it be a different movie? If the main character was also Asian, would it be a completely different movie?
Well, I don't think so, and this is what I thought.
Okay, then it's not racist. Like, the ethnicity of the main character is completely irrelevant to the point of the movie, then no, it's not racist. If the ethnicity of the main character is, this is a plot point because he's yelling racial epithets at everybody he sees, then okay, it would be racist.
I want to bring the show full circle. I want to ask, like, this is like South Park. If Trump builds a border on the Mexican border, if he builds a wall on the Mexican border, will Mongolians suddenly show up to tear it down?
Give it Mongolians. They're Mongolians.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
There's several episodes of South Park where
it's a good South Park reference.
He tries to build the Great Wall of China with the guy who runs the Chinese restaurant in South Park, and every single time he does, within a minute, just a horde of Mongolians show up to tear down the Great Wall that he's attempting to build.
I hope some Mongolians show up to Keene because I love Mongolian barbecue.
Well, it's even more ironic because the guy turns out to be white in a different episode. But
in
yeah,
this
I was
case,
really...
the Mongolian barbecue is you. Let's not forget that Genghis Khan and his hordes killed far, far more than Hitler ever did. You know, these things were so...
Well, you're not going to hear the leftist media talk about that. And that's what really kind of, I guess, hit me the most is that, I mean, these are obviously very leftist people that are reviewing this movie and this clip that I watched. And I could just see on their faces like, oh, my God, this movie.
I wonder how they'd rate the Netflix show Marco Polo, which also stars a white person and is surrounded by Asians.
Yes, he is. I just don't understand. If Jackie Chan, or Jet Li, he's better because he doesn't have as great of command of the English language. If he comes here and he fights a bunch of American mobsters, that wouldn't be considered racist at all. That would just be the plot line of a story. But, you know, that I'm sure they're not going to boycott that movie or give it a lower rating. Jet Li's awesome.
No, exactly. That's the point, is that it's because it's a white person, and of course it's his white family that he's trying to save from the Asian hordes that are trying to come after him.
Is it mobsters, or what are they exactly?
Well, they're revolutionaries because apparently he belongs to this American corporation that's taking over this country's resources. Now, like they added like this little line where he talks about, oh, I actually came here to exploit the resources. That's why they're all trying to kill me. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, that's the only, you know, shawl of an explanation we get for all of the violence and action. Like I said, it could just as well be zombies. But yeah, it just floored me just how brazen, how open they were with their bias, and they were just sort of like, yeah, it's white, so it's racist, you know. Just if only this movie could have been about, you know, a brown guy fighting off white. I mean, they didn't say that, but that would
have been Denzel Washington doing this instead. It wouldn't have been a problem, right?
That was the strong impression that I got, yeah.
That's my guy, by the way, Denzel Washington. I think he is one of the greatest actors in Hollywood, and wish he got better, a better play. He seems to get short shrift, and he always gets kind of the surly guy role. It seems like he made his chops in Glory on the surly guy role. I've got a few others I like, too, but... Denzel.
Has he done the cop movies where it's the good cop and the bad cop, or the white cop and the black cop, or
he's
whatever?
He's done all that, but he's always the bad cop.
Okay.
I liked him. Well, there you go. He was the good cop.
What was that?
Virtuosity. It was him and Russell Crowe in the 90s, where he's fighting off an amalgamation of many multi-serial killers who are actually now nanotech body.
I have no idea what you're talking
it's
about.
It's a very old movie. It's very good. Virtuosity.
And anyway, thanks for the call, Nathan. Appreciate it.
By good, I mean terrible, number. But awesome.
Check us out in the meantime at facebook.freetalklive.com. You want to see those pictures of me riding a pig? Well, amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.